so good to be back here again. I hope you've all been having a lovely, lovely week. I've been feeling so spoiled this week. So last month, I'd sent an email to my newsletter, the Feel Good Tribe. And if you'd like to sign up, go to veganosaurus.com/newsletter. The link is in the show notes. Anyway, I'd sent an email with a story about my love for rooibos tea. It's a newdiscovered love from last year. And I'd written this long story about it. And just a couple of days ago, I met my friend Shruti, who had been in the US for a few months. And she came back and she said she has a surprise for me. And yeah, obviously you can guess the surprise, but I wasn't expecting it like at all. I opened a box and there was this huge, big pack of rooibos tea. I was just so happy. Not just for the tea itself, which itself was lovely, but also because of the thoughtfulness of her reading that email sent to my mailing list and then remembering me when she saw rooibos and picking it up. It was so sweet and so thoughtful. Oh my God, I was so spoiled, I felt. And then another thing happened. So remember I was telling you about my new podcast, the Limited Series 1, which is vegan business and marketing tips for cafes, restaurants, cloud kitchens, home bakers and chefs. If you don't know about it, if you haven't heard the episode where I was talking about it, then go check it out. Just search for vegan business and marketing tips on whichever podcast app you're listening to this on and find that. Listen to it. So I released that a few weeks ago and it was quite exciting when it came out. It even went into the Apple Podcasts top podcast charts and I was so happy and everything. And this person from Nagpur, this girl called Ishita, she runs a whole food plant-based cloud kitchen called Greenish there. And she messaged me. I didn't know her before this, but she messaged me. And so sweet, she said, I've been listening to your podcast. It's been so useful. And as a gesture of appreciation, I'd like to send you some cake and stuff. And she sent it with a handwritten letter. Oh my God, so sweet. Again, so spoiled. By the way, if you're in India and you're a fan of healthy, clean, gluten-free baked goods, vegan, of course, obviously, then you have to check out Greenish, Greenish. Just look for that. Plant-based bakery. The chef's name is Ishita. And you have to try it out. Especially those black sesame chocolate chip cookies. Very nice. So creative and so well made. So yeah, it is me being feeling all spoiled and everything. I had to share this with you before I start talking about what I wanted to talk to you about today. So today I want to talk about perfection. This obsession we all have with perfection on some level, in some places. And even those of us who aren't that obsessed with perfection, somewhere we tend to be in some areas of our life and we need to catch ourselves. In early 2022, when Wordle came out, I absolutely loved it. Like right off the bat, the moment I started playing it, I'm like, oh my God, this is so awesome. And I started playing it. And for months, I was playing it every single day without fail. And there was this perfect Wordle streak at 100%. I got it right every time. Suddenly in April, that streak broke. It's not because I didn't play it. It's because I got a word wrong. It was one of those times where you get four letters right, but that darned fifth letter is so elusive. So by my second try, I had S-O-U-T. I felt super smug. I'm like, oh, only one letter to guess correctly? No biggie. So I typed S-T-O-U-T, stout, and it said wrong. Okay, S-N-O-U-T, snout? Nope. Okay, S-P-O-U-T, spout? Oh no, only one round? Okay, fine. It has to be S-C-O-U-T. Meh. No. Damn. I'd got it wrong. And I'd run out of turns. No. By the way, can you guess what the correct answer was? I'm embarrassed to admit, I wallowed in way more self-pity than I should have. If you don't know about Wordle, by the way, it's a daily online word game where you need to guess a five-letter word correctly within 6 tries. There's only one word for each day. At midnight, it gets reset to a new word. And everyone in the world plays for that same word. So there's this sense of community and there's no addiction because you can only play once per day. What's not to love about it, right? If you're a word game lover, wow, loved it. So I started playing earlier in the year and for 75 days straight, I managed to play and get the word right. And most of the time, within 3 guesses. My win percentage said 100% and I was super proud of it. On the 76th day, when I lost, my perfect win streak fell to 99%. I was dejected. And believe me, that's so unlike me. I'm the girl who, when in school, if I'd get even 60% or anything beyond that in my marks, I'd like celebrate gleefully. I'd be like, oh, yay, I got 60% in my school test. I'm so proud of it. If I'd got 99% in anything back then, I'd have danced, bounced off some roofs, done cartwheels all the way home or something. So why did I have this dark cloud over my head because I lost one measly game of Wordle? That's the thing about perfection. Once you get a taste for it, you're in its hooks. No matter how unrealistic or difficult it is to maintain that state, you want to hold on to it. Ironically, the cost of being perfect always is having to be perfect all the time. Right? If you have to be perfect, then you must be perfect. Sheesh, who even wants that kind of pressure? Once perfection is lost, it's gone forever. You can never get it back. That means you never have to live up to that standard again. How incredibly freeing is that? Without the expectation of perfection hanging over my head, Wordle became so much fun for me, so much more fun. If I thought I was enjoying it before, when I was getting that 100% streak going, that's nothing compared to playing it now, without that fear of marring my pure streak. Some days I even skip playing it, no problem. The lack of pressure seems to have made my brain and my intuition so much sharper. So, funnily enough, once I stopped caring how well I performed, my performance even went up a notch. And honestly, I still don't care. I'm just having fun with my daily game now. So, the homework for you today, contemplate on these 3 things. 1. Where in your life are you clutching on to perfection in some form? 2. How is it turning something you should actually be enjoying into a chore? And 3. In what ways is the attachment to winning making you lose out on other things which are actually good for you? I'll leave you today thinking about all this. And yeah. Come join my newsletter, the Feel Good Tribe, veganosaurus.com/newsletter, for many more entertaining, interesting stories like this and to be a part of my tribe, the Feel Good Tribe. All right, talk to you again next week. Take care. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of The Feel Good Factor. I'm Susmita Veganosaurus. And I'm looking forward to talking to you again very soon. Bye!